recently published a report which highlighted, it was a global government report, highlighting some of the trends across government. And some of the things that we found is certainly government adoption is happening slowly, but anticipated to accelerate. The public sector has seen modest expectations associated with cloud implementation. And the other key finding was that security really remains one of the key concerns.
When it comes to security, what specifically are some of the concerns that people are sharing with you? Is it just that we don't know if the cloud is secure, or is it more detailed, more granular than that?
I think that's a large part of it, is just not knowing what the cloud technology entails and the security mechanisms associated with cloud. And I would say that's compounded by the fact that the government has very sensitive data associated with personal identifiable information, personal health care information, privacy information. So those sensitivities are certainly well-founded.
What are people telling you that they're seeing as drivers to get them to make the move, even if they're not doing it as quickly as maybe they're supposed to or would like to or whatever?
Yeah, well, certainly one of the things within the U.S. government is that there's been considerable substance added with the Cloud First policy, the mandate to take a closer look at IT budgets, to reduce the federal data center footprint. And so those are certainly some of the things that are driving a harder look at cloud and identifying some potential solutions to implement into the cloud across federal departments and agencies.
As you talk to these folks and get the information that they want to share with you, are you getting a definitive opinion about public versus private cloud? That's been a conversation that's been ongoing, especially at the federal level. Any consensus developing for that yet?
Yeah, it certainly has. And, you know, given the reasons I gave earlier in terms of risk and concerns around security, there tends to be a move towards private cloud implementations. And one thing I would add to that is, given the scope and magnitude and size of federal IT operations, even implementing a private cloud can yield significant efficiencies in the IT environment.
It's interesting to me that we're still talking about some of these issues, though, because, I mean, we're probably, what, 3 or 4 years, maybe longer, into the cloud computing awareness phase, at least, in mm-hmm. government. Mm-hmm. The 25-point plan certainly isn't that old, and the cloud-first policy within it certainly isn't that old. But just the concept has been on the market and available to people in the federal market for a while. Is it interesting or noteworthy, do you think, that people are still voicing some of the concerns that I would think would be at the very basic elements of cloud computing?
Yeah, I would agree. It is very interesting. And if you contrast that to the data center consolidation initiative and the requirement to establish someone to oversee that and to develop a consolidation plan, I'm not sure that there is a similar correlation related to the cloud policy associated with establishing a comprehensive approach and a roadmap and strategy, assigning leadership associated with the development of those. Now, certainly there are some deadlines associated with identifying pilot applications and capabilities to migrate into the cloud, but perhaps not the level of structure and rigor and program management as in other initiatives.
Jeff Weber of KPMG is my guest. The report is called Exploring the Cloud, a Global Study of Government's Adoption of Cloud. Obviously, this is a subject on which you know quite a bit. Despite that, were there some results that you saw in this that surprised you, that made you say, I was not figuring that would be what we would get?
I'd have to say probably not. We certainly went into it knowing that security would be a concern, and understanding and mitigating potential security risks would be a challenge. We did certainly see organizations that had implemented centers of excellence, that had engaged stakeholders and a variety of individuals involved in cloud or that would be impacted in cloud implementations. And so to see organizations that had implemented that level of rigor and project management and planning, that was an eye-opener.
Did you get any sense from the respondents that there were elements of maybe information or education or technological capability of cloud computing that people were still uncertain enough about that it appears that vendors could maybe do a better job of providing that, whatever it is, to people to help them make this transition easier?
Yeah, I think one of the conclusions that we would draw is not just on the vendor or the provider side, if you will. And by the way, there are federal cloud providers as well. But overall, I think a greater awareness and understanding of cloud capabilities, what some of the risks are, how those could potentially be mitigated, and some support in thinking about what to identify to migrate to the cloud, how to manage that transition, how to establish metrics, and how to address some of those potential risks. So, yes, certainly there's a need for those continued conversations.